Okay, Melissa?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know how old your son was at the time of birth, like as far as gestation
Yeah.
period?
26 weeks.
26 weeks. Okay, perfect. Thank you. So 26 weeks. Okay. And are you guys residents of the United States?
We are, yeah.
Okay. And did your son become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did they leave and then come back?
While still in the hospital.
Okay. And birthday, we have November 13, 2012. And how old is he now?
He is 13.
13 years old. Okay.
Yeah, just turned. Sorry.
Okay, thanks. And do you have a birth certificate? I'm assuming yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He has a social and a birth certificate, all that.
Okay.
And I did find the letter, a copy of it that they sent
Beautiful.
certified mail, so I can email that.
Okay. All right. You may need to, I'll ask, but you may need to send that to the attorneys. If not, then yeah, you could send it over to me. Either way, we'll figure it out. Next question is, do you have any friends or family, anybody else you know that may have been affected by this?
No, not anybody else that I know of.
Okay. What a terrible way to start life. I'm so sorry to hear that. And okay, so you said this is for HIPAA purposes. Can you confirm your son's gender for me?
Male.
Okay, thank you. And what is your son's name?
Blake.
BLAKE. I'm sorry, BLAKE.
E. Yeah,
Does he
same
have a
last
middle
name.
name?
Christopher.
Okay, thank you. And that's Eastman, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Does your son have a suffix in his name?
No.
Okay. And may I please have his social?
Yeah, I have to go grab it really quick.
Okay. Take your time.
And in the hospital, like, they don't put the baby under their name when they're first born, probably because they don't have one technically yet. And my last name was different, so all his newborn records are under baby boy man.
Oh, really? Baby boy man, how cute.
Yeah. All right, Blake's is 023 779 9224.
Okay, got it. Thank you. 023-799-9224. And then, Melissa, what is your email address? That didn't come across on my end.
It's mommy, MOMMY, the number 2, Ronan, RONAN, at iCloud.com.
Okay, let me repeat that. I have MOMMY, the number 2, RONAN at iCloud.com.
Yeah.
Awesome. And your phone number is 619-861-9439.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And what's the home address, please?
14219 Myrtle Street, MYRTLE. That's Jamul, JAMUL, California, 91935.
Beautiful. Okay, now your information, please. What is your name? Your full name?
Melissa Eastman.
Okay.
Middle name is Kay.
Melissa Eastman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what about the father's?
Christopher Eastman.
And that's listed also on the birth certificate, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, what is your social, please?
565-570-470.
Okay, I have 565. What was the rest? I'm sorry, cut out.
570-470.
Hold on. Oh, I see what the problem is. My number lock just disappeared for whatever weird reason. 565. Where did it go? Nope. Uh-oh. I don't know what just happened. I must have hit an option or a button. And this is a Mac. It's not a Windows. Give me a quick second. Because normally it says numbers lock.
Yeah.
5, 6. Nope, nothing. That is so weird. Let me grab somebody real quick to find out what is happening here. Or I could just turn off this keyboard, plug in another one, and see if that works. Nope. Okay, let me go grab my manager again. Find out why that is. My keyboard just decided not to. The numbers aren't working anymore. 1 second. Sorry about that. Thank you. Melissa, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear my question?
No.
Were any of the following issues during the pregnancy? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV, AIDS, or none of the above?
I did smoke until I found out I was pregnant, and then I stopped.
Okay. And so your son was born premature, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. In which state was your son born in? Was it here, California?
Yeah.
Okay. And was your child diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so can you please provide the approximate dates? Is that what you gave me earlier?
Yeah, because I don't remember the exact date, but he was like 3 or 4 weeks old.
Okay, so the NICU admission date, if he was born 11/13, let me look at a calendar real quick. So November, if he was born November 13th, and you said that he was in there 20 to 30 days afterwards, right?
Well, he was in there for a total of over 3 months, but the NEC got diagnosed, I think, 3 to 4 weeks after.
Okay, so should we say like December 1st around there?
Yeah, approximately.
Okay, and that's 2012?
I did request them several times not to give him any formula, but they said that I didn't have a choice, that he had to have it because they want them. I was breastfeeding and pumping because he wasn't able to drink by mouth. He had a feeding tube. And they said that all of the NICU babies have to have the formula.
I'm so sorry to hear that. They forced it on you, basically.
Yeah, they do on everyone. Nobody has a choice.
Mm. And so if we're estimating that the admission date was like December, beginning December 1st. So he was there for how long?
Total 3.5 months.
So he was there till March, like March 15th, 2012. Yeah. Okay. And what was the birth weight?
1 pound, 15 ounces.
Okay. All right, let me ask Siri how many grams that is.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
It's okay.
My husband probably knows off the top of his head.
Hey, Siri, how many grams is 1 pound, 15 ounces?
Right under 900. Pound is 450 grams,
so it would be 900 minus 48 is actually 70. My husband said it's like 870 grams. Okay. Let's see. I just pulled up a convert 1.2 pounds to grams, pounds 1.2, 544.311.
He was 1 pound 15 ounces, not 1.2.
Oh, 115? 1.15.
Yeah, so okay. 1 ounce shy of 2 pounds.
And your husband said about how many grams?
About 870.
870, okay. Okay, baby formula, the usage start date, when did they start giving it to him?
I believe like 2 weeks after, it was the milk, the Similac human milk fortifier.
Want a cup of coffee before we go? Want a cup of coffee?
So that was a week or two after he was born?
Yeah, they started mixing it in the breast milk to make him gain weight faster.
Okay, so that was 11. Okay, let me get my calendar out again. So November 13th, and then about 2 weeks later was the 27th. And then he stopped using it after how long?
They made him, well, he had to stop getting all food, period, when he had NEC. And then when it got better, then I asked for it again, not to be given, but they said I didn't have a choice. And they gave it to him again. And then we didn't stop until we got to take him home and choose not to do it.
So that was until when? When did you take him home then?
I believe it was sometime at the beginning of March, but I don't remember for sure. It's been way too long.
Okay. So like March 2012.
Yeah.
Okay.
What
was the time between usage and injury?
What was that?
What was the time between the usage and the injury?
I think it kind of started like maybe 4 to 5 days later, but at first they didn't know what it was.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, then they just had a counselor tell us that he had NEC.
So if you said a couple of days afterwards, if he was started using it in November 27th, is it fair to say probably like the beginning of December?
Sorry, what was that again?
What was the time between usage and injury? So should we say around the beginning of December since he started using it in 11/27?
Yeah, I think so. It will show in his medical records, but I don't remember the exact like times.
But you said it was just a couple of days after using it, right?
Yeah, well, he started to get sick, but then they didn't really, I don't remember when the exact told us that it was an official NEC dose. I think that might have been like a week after they started him on it.
Okay. And was your son fed formula and fortifier in the hospital?
I think it might have been like something called NeoSure or something. It was like formula they were mixing into the breast milk to make it have more calories, because breast milk is 20 calories. And, yeah, they wanted it to be 24. And they sent us home with it, too. It was in a yellow can. And they told us to do it at home, but I didn't do it at home.
Got it. But he was fed the fortifier in the hospital, right?
Yes.
Okay. Next, did your son have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? Low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red...
Yeah, he had green vomit. They call it residuals. They don't call it vomit in a preemie, but green residuals and apnea and bradycardia.
Okay, thank you. And once again, do we have copies of medical records? You'll be able to obtain those. Okay.
I can obtain them, yes, but I don't have copies because the lawyer said that they got the copies, so and they called me and they had them all, so I never went and got them.
Okay. And what treatments, medical procedures did your son undergo due to the NEC? Antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery, PICC line, unrelated surgeries?
He had blood transfusions, NG tube, two of them, one to drain gas out of his stomach, but that was just put down his nose, and then one to administer the food. And then they also had to stop feeding him for like a week and put him on something called TPN through the IV.
TPN?
Yeah.
Okay, so NG tube and a TPN tube.
The TPN was done through an IV that they put in his head.
Okay, TPN. So NG tube and TPN IV. Okay.
Yeah. TPN is basically like a white liquid that they give them in the IV. Instead of IV fluids, it's nutrition. It's IV nutrition.
Understood. Okay. All right. We're almost done. Who was a diagnosing doctor? Who diagnosed your son with NEC?
I'm not sure what doctor it was because we never got to really see the doctors. It was Sharp Mary Birch NICU.
Sharp Mary Booth?
Mary Birch.
Oh, Sharp. Sharp Mary Birch.
Yeah.
Sharp Mary Birch.
Yeah, that's the hospital name.
For women and newborns.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And they're out of San Diego?
Yes.
Where do you live? What part of California? I'm not familiar
We live in technically San Diego, but we're in Homol, so it's like it's rural area. There's not very many in Homol.
Okay.
I mean, in California, but yeah, it's still part of San Diego County.
Got it. Were you guys near the fire area?
We are near the border to fire, yes. We're used to being near the fire.
Yeah, so same here. I'm in South Orange County, right by where the most two recent, like Holy Gem fire and bunch of other ones, the canyons behind the house.
Ours luckily is not anywhere near as bad as LA right now, but my daughter, she goes to Fullerton, so even in Anaheim it's the weather is bad. She said it's been like smoking. Yeah.
Oh, it's been terrible. Thank God for the rains this weekend, but it's been really bad. Our allergies have been like out of the way bad because of all that soot and the stuff flying in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, was the treating facility name also Sharp Mary Birch Hospital?
Yes.
And who was the treating doctor? It was also unknown.
So at Mary Birch, it's two doctors every single day, and they change every day. You don't know who's on your kid,
okay.
And you honestly don't ever get to see a doctor unless your baby's gonna die.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
So I never even met one of the doctors working on him. We only would talk to social workers or nurses.
Got it. Were there any abdominal surgeries performed, or did your son experience a swollen abdomen? Okay.
He did have a swollen and really tight belly, and it was actually bruised. It changed colors, but they stopped feeds, and they did their, like, normal protocol. So he didn't end up needing an ostomy. Thank God that was like going to be next steps, but it did keep him in the NICU longer. So prior to that, they called him a fast track baby because he was doing everything well. He wasn't on a ventilator. He was breathing on his own with just CPAP. And they said that he would be home much before his due date. And, that kind of slowed it down. They actually ended up the TPN IV that they put in his body because he had NEC, it ruptured, and they ended up having to like cut his abdomen open and drain the TPN, and then he was in so much pain they ended up having to intubate him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and that was all because of the NEC. So basically it kept our baby in the hospital for like 3 to 4 weeks more than he should have been.
Got it. I'm sorry. Okay, so let me read off a couple more questions. On what date was your son diagnosed? Is that what we figured out? Like December, right? You said like...
Yeah, sometime in December.
Okay. And was your son diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or fortifier?
No, he was not.
Okay. And how long after being fed the formula fortifier was your son diagnosed with NEC? Within 7 days or over 7 days? At the hospital,
you said. I'm going to guess that it was within 7 days, but honestly, like, I don't really remember because my memory does not go back 12 years, unfortunately.
No, it's fine. To the best of your recollection, it was within seven days. Okay. And... what is the name of the address of the facility? Was it also there at Sharp Mary Birch where he was diagnosed?
Okay. Yeah, he was diagnosed, born there, discharged from there, all of that.
Got it. And what brand of formula was used? Enfamil, Similac, Gerber, or Nestle?
A Similac.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next, and then we'll be wrapping it up, is do you have an emergency contact that you want to share in case we can't get a hold of you and sharing that your case continues? You could add one or not.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. Phone number. NA. Okay. Have you ever did a DocuSign before?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you a text. Okay, what is going on? Let me see. I think I missed a spot. Let me double check. Oh. It would help if I put your information down here, Ms. Melissa Eastman. Which is funny because I'm pretty sure I did it in a different section. So, okay. And go ahead. Now you could give me your social again. Thanks.
It's 565 570470.
Okay. And your date of birth, please.
7/3/1978.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to do a quick quality assurance checklist just to make sure I don't have any mistakes. Once again, you know, because our call is being recorded, my quality assurance team has to make sure that everything is on the up and up.
Okay, okay.
We'll be done very shortly. We help a lot of people here. I help ladies that have taken Oxbryta. We used to have a hair relaxer. Depo-Provera contraceptive. Did you ever use that?
Yeah, a long time ago, but I don't have any health issues from that.
Good. Thank God. Because, yeah, there's a lot of ladies that got sick because of that. Okay, so here's what we got. Law firm requirements, MTS requirements. Let's see. I did tell you the call is being recorded. And you confirmed that you no longer have representation from an attorney. And your son was diagnosed with NEC after using baby formula.
Mm-hmm.
We confirmed the diagnosis was at the hospital. We confirmed the gestational age at birth was 37 weeks or before. We confirmed the year date of birth was after 2006. We confirmed that you want to participate in the NEC lawsuit. Let's see. This is for NEC. We're going to confirm spelling and personal information now. So let me do that. Okay. Okay, date of birth for your son is November 13, 2012. He's now 13. He's a male. His name is Blake Christopher Eastman. His social 02379-9224. You are Miss Melissa Eastman. Parent 565-570-470. July 3rd, 1978. Mommy to Ronan at iCloud.com. Phone number 619-861-9439. 14219 Myrtle Street, Hamul, California. Mother, Melissa K. Christopher Eastman. Oh, I didn't put a K up here. Let's do that. Boop, boop. Perfect. And... no blanks. We're doing good. Okay, let me log into my DocuSign and let me send this out to you now.
Okay.
And the law firm is based out of 909. I'll text you that information right now. Oh, come on. What's going on here? All right. Let me go grab my manager. It's giving me an error message, and I don't see why. So let them... I'm going to go... Oh, here it is. Do you have any official documents to show you're the power of attorney? No. You don't, right? You're not the power of attorney.
No.
Or the mom. Okay. I think that was it. Okay, there is another one. When was your son last treated for NEC related issues?
We're not exactly, so he has seen endocrinology up until like 2 years ago just for being small. We're not 100%
okay.
Sure if that's because of the NEC or because of being preemie.
And when was that last time? 2 years ago? 2020?
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah, it, he still has an open, like if he stops growing again, then we can go back to endocrinology, but they
okay.
were just
fine. A year. And so that was 2025, and you know about what month, time of the year? Beginning, middle, or end?
Probably the beginning of 2023.
Okay, thank you. Okay, cool. Did you get my email?
Let me check. Is it an email or a text?
Both.
Okay,
I sent to both of them just in case,
okay.
Whatever is easier for you.
I got the text. I'm clicking on it right now.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Hey, do you have any deodorant? So was that the doctor about Sue in the hospital?
They're still on the phone. They're still on the phone, yeah. Okay, I think it's all done.
Okay, let me refresh my screen over here. Okay, Miss Melissa Eastman, I see that you have completed the forms. Now, let me open it up and let me take a peek. Yep, signatures, perfect. Great. Okay. You figured it out really nice. Nice signature. A lot of people just do a squiggly line and then it gets rejected. So you did great. That's it. That concludes my call. Now, Ms. Eastman, number one, I appreciate your patience and the information. And I'm going to say a prayer for you and your son that he continues to improve. But that concludes our call. Now expect a call from the attorneys from a 909 number, I'd say in about 48 hours. Let me text you right now. That way you could have their number. Save it on your cell phone, please.
Okay.
Yep. This is for NEC. Melissa. Okay, the attorney phone number is, let me grab that, 909-906-3862. Please save it to your phone.
Okay.
All right. Well, that basically concludes our call. Once again, thank you so much. It's been my pleasure working with you to try and, you know, help you out. Wish you the best of luck, okay? And just keep that letter handy just in case you need to email it to them.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Okay. You take care now.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. You're welcome.